Since the April 20th rig explosion, the staff at the Sankul Seabird Sanctuary in Indian Shores have prepared for the worst-case scenario. The prognosis is an environmental disaster that will affect not only local tourism, but Florida's coastal birds.
Signs just says Gulf oil crisis.
As the Gulf oil spill moves towards Florida's shores, Michelle Simonow of the Seabird Sanctuary is recruiting volunteers and setting up bins for donations.
We are on standby. We are expecting to be called to go to the triage units. We are still watching the disaster out in the Gulf. I'm sure us as an organization, a wild bird organization, I'm sure we're going to feel the effects of this because, like I said, there are birds out in the Gulf that will end up over here in this area.
Sanctuary founder Ralph Heath says he's prepared for an environmental disaster of unknown proportions in Tampa Bay.
We're trying to sort of be prepared because I'd rather be over-prepared than under-prepared in the event this thing does not stop spewing. One of the best reports I saw was it's going to be a complete disaster for the entire Gulf of Mexico if they don't get it capped. And the latest report this morning was it was going to be like a week before they could get the darn thing capped. So all we're trying to do is just prepare rather than get caught short.
This morning, a northern gannet bird brought in by volunteer Pat Smith alarms the avian hospital. Michelle Simoneau, sanctuary spokesperson, says the gannet was the first bird treated for oil poison in Louisiana.
The reason why that bird is particular of interest to us right now is that this is a deep sea bird. These birds live far out in the Gulf and they fish and hunt and live deeper in the waters than most of our shore birds. So this would be the type of bird that would be affected first and most heaviest by the oil spill.
The bird does not appear to have ingested oil. It seems exhausted and dehydrated, but Simoneau expects to see the number of injured birds rise if the oil spill moves to the shores. Until then, the organization is on standby to assist Tri-State Rescue and Research.
We're going 24 hours a day and just trying to do the best that we can. But we do need the community's help. There are certain items that can be donated that would help tremendously. We are also developing an emergency call-up list where we will have names and phone numbers of emails of people that are interested in helping. Those folks need to understand that there will need to be hazmat training involved if they come even near the areas that have been contaminated or the wildlife that have been contaminated. When I say hazmat, hazard materials.
Simoneau says that the oil spill, combined with the cold winter, the nesting season, and the recession, have been taxing on the organization that tries to stay afloat.
We as an organization are facing the hardest financial time that we've ever had, that's for sure. Like I said, with the recession, we had an extremely cold weather winter with record low temperatures in the Tampa Bay area, and then followed by March with the highest temperatures. These extreme shifts in temperatures really, really play havoc on the birds. We have gotten in a lot of birds. We've seen a lot of injuries. So yes, as an organization, we are really struggling as never before.
Simoneau says that the organization may have to close its doors because of lack of funds.
The Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary is the closest it has ever been to shutting its doors. That's how taxing this season, this recession has been with us. And then as we are just working double time with this oil spill out in the Gulf trying to prepare, we're just doing the best that we can right now. But we really need the community's help if we're going to stay open.
The sanctuary had financial up and downs, but they continue with their rescue efforts this time too. Again, Michelle Simoneau.
Our efforts have already started. You see, we've already been putting time and energy and manpower and materials out there just to do what we're doing right now, which is to encourage volunteers to come in and to be on a call list. We've got volunteers out there on the table right now talking to people. Everybody's so concerned, they're coming to us, you know, and they're walking in the door, and they feel good when they walk in with a bottle of Dawn detergent and they look at the birds and it just connects them to what's going on.
Andrea College from Tampa is among the first volunteers to sign up on the volunteer sheet. She also drops off towels and detergent donated by the Carrollwood community. She says she called for help using social media.
I just put an announcement on Facebook that I was coming out here to deliver some stuff if anybody wanted to. And the governor, she announced it to her friends and a couple of people from Learning Gate. And then this morning I dropped my kids off and there were a ton of things on the porch at school. And I just loaded it up and then stopped by Target and picked up some Dawn and Pepto-Bismol and the other things they were asking for and just brought it over.
College says that she stepped up when she heard about the oil spill.
We created this problem. We drive cars. We have to do something to help out. We keep messing up nature. And when something horrible like this happens, you get angry. Like, I've been angry this weekend. And I thought, well, let me direct that anger to something useful instead of simmering over what's going on.
Simona says that the avian care staff and volunteers at the Seabird Sanctuary have dealt with a similar catastrophe when the Tampa Bay tanker spilled oil in 1993.
That was just disastrous to our environment. The Suncoast Seabird Sanctuary was a significant workforce in that disastrous oil spill. Our experienced avian care staff was out there in the triage units rescuing and getting the oil off of these birds. They went 18 hours a day for weeks and weeks and weeks. They worked very hard. They're very experienced. We've already been through this, so we have that knowledge.
The organization needs volunteers to rescue injured birds and care for baby birds. The sanctuary is also asking for donations of Dawn detergent, water, Gatorade, candles, and towels. For more information, visit their website at suncoastseabirdsanctuary.com. Andrea Lipka reporting for WMNF News in Indian Shores.